Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real, and welcome everyone to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am so excited and happy and just, I just always feel so good connecting with my audience. This is Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness, the importance of happiness, what we talk about. The priority on this show is happiness and how to experience more of it. How to actually flow through this life when life throws you a hurdle, challenge, roadblock, whatever you want to call it. You know how life you know how life swings, throws things at us when we least expect it. And quite frankly, that's part of experiencing more happiness, living and being satisfied and being okay with uncertainty, being okay with not knowing what's going to happen in the next moment, in the future, being okay with the universe's plan, being okay with the plan that is sometimes not my own. In fact, quite frankly, the majority of the time, that's why I've given up planning. The universe has a great plan. I've given up trying to figure it out. I've given up trying to guide it. I've given up trying to have control over it. Happiness really comes from this feeling of contentment and peace really comes and happens when, quite frankly, for me, I just gave up and allowed the universe to take over. I'm a willing subject. I'm a willing passenger. I am a willing pawn in their bigger plan, and then giving up and just relaxing and letting things flow and letting things unfold. I actually do a lot more, but plan a lot less. Today's show, but before we get to today's show, I wanted to share with my new audience. I'm such a I'm not into selling, but I want to let some of my new listeners, the people that listen, just started listening, where to find me. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. You can follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Also email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. Just search Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, or just search my name, Rebecca Norrington. And then also, you can, Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. So go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Whew, done with that. You can call in to today's show, where I will answer your questions live on the air. The number to call and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And with that, let's start the show. Phew! I probably could pre-record a lot of that. Nah, I like doing live shows. Nah, I can do everything live. Okay, so today's topics, I picked three topics, and they are very, very important. You know, I talk about experiencing more happiness, but before you can, honestly, happiness has to be a priority for you, has to be a number one commitment, has to be your number one priority. And then with that said, with that foundation, with wanting to experience more happiness as your foundation and that commitment, you'll find out that there are certain things that are your building blocks. And some of the building blocks to experiencing more happiness are your ego, your intuition, and your focus. And in no particular order, we're going to take each topic separately. If you listen to the show, you know I have a regular 9-to-5 job. And last week, one of my coworkers, I should say, well, purchased a home. Not last week she purchased a home, but she's been looking for a home for months and finally found the home, finally moved into the house. And now, I don't know if you've ever purchased a home, but there's a lot of things to do, you know, new appliances, plumbing might not work. You know, there's just a lot of it's listen, owning property, owning a home is highly overrated if you ask me. I mean, when I say that, now I'm getting off the topic. When I say that, I mean that there's a lot of responsibility and more responsibility than if you're just renting. Of course, that's obvious. So this young woman and her boyfriend purchased a home together, and they finally moved in about 2 weeks ago. And now, of course, they're coming into the office telling stories about their experiences in their new home. Because everyone's asking, how's the new house? How's the house going? Settling in? You know, those typical questions that I hear every day. Well, now there's a story about, well, it's, and so her response is this: it's okay. It's a lot to take on. We don't have a refrigerator. What do you mean you don't have a refrigerator? Well, our refrigerator is still under warranty, but one of the parts went bad, and so we're in the middle of trying to get the part fixed, and it's a refrigerator problem. So they don't have a refrigerator, and now they're having to shuffle what kind of food they're eating. You have to go out, on and on and on. So I've heard that the refrigerator is broken, don't have a part to a refrigerator at least 3 separate occasions to 3 separate people. And my question, and so this is the topic of focus. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with anybody talking about their life or their life story, of course not. But I'm really concerned, I'm really talking about a focus and a conscious focus. And when you are conscious, when you are aware of everything that you're saying and the effect and what you're causing and what you're affecting with your words and your conversation and your focus is very important. Because, let's see, how do I say this? Talking about something that is wrong, that is going wrong in your life, or that isn't quite working right now, like a part to a refrigerator, or the refrigerator isn't working, what kind of effect do you think that is having over your personal vibration? Or what kind of effect do you think that is having with the person that you're talking to? In other words, what are you presenting, what are you bringing to your moments, to this world in that moment when you're talking about a broken refrigerator? Now, there's two parts to this, because I'm listening to it, and, you know, self-proclaimed happiness specialist, I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, gosh, I'm just being honest, okay? You know me, I'm going to be honest about everything. And I said, oh, my God, how is that an important part of when I'm hearing her talk about a refrigerator for the third time? I'm thinking to myself, why do you think that's interesting? And why do you think people have to listen to that? And why are you focusing on something that is broken? as opposed to focusing on, wow, you just purchased your first home. Excitement and this, you know, this is a time for celebration. I don't care if the sprinkler is broken. I don't care if the refrigerator is broken. I just bought my home, first home. So all of those thoughts are going in my head. And then, of course, I have to focus on myself and what I'm focusing on her, focusing on the broken refrigerator. This life is really a never-ending, always interaction with the focus. What are you focused on? And so I had to check myself and step back and allow her to express whatever she's focusing on, even if it's a broken refrigerator for the next 6 months. And that is a perfect example of focus, focus of others and focus of self, focus on what other people are paying attention to, and are you paying attention to what other people are paying attention to? So that taught me a great lesson, and I wanted to share with you what my very important lesson was. Because quite frankly, me looking and making a judgment, and that's what I was doing, a judgment and an assessment about how somebody else is sharing or telling or even interacting with the people in her life, whose business is it of mine? Why am I in her business? So that was the first topic, which is focus. And when you really spend your waking hours conscious and self-aware of what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're feeling in every moment. I know it's a lot of work. I know it's a lot of it's extra work, but it's very rewarding when you practice just living consciously and being conscious. You can make energy shifts right in the moment, right when things are happening, right when the imbalance starts. You can make the shift quickly when you practice. It's like anything else. It's like when you learned how to ride a two-wheel, when you learned how to ride a bicycle. You know, in the beginning, it's wobbly, and now you just get on a two-wheeler and ride it, and it's smooth as ever. I mean, it's you know what I'm saying. So it's a daily practice. Practice being conscious of what you're focusing on. Now, the second topic is, so that was focus. The second topic today, because I'm actually is intuition. Let's just start with intuition. And one of the reasons that I chose to talk about intuition today as an important building block, as an important part of your foundation for experiencing more happiness in your life, is by using this power, this gift, this tool, this natural sense that you have. All of us have it, but maybe you haven't been practicing, maybe you don't use it. Quite frankly, I use my intuition with every decision, practically every decision I make in every moment now. In other words, it's just a vibe. It's a feeling. You can feel if you're feeling like something feels like a fit. You can feel if you're feeling if you're a little bit off or it's just a little, you know, how you're trying on new shoes and no, it doesn't feel comfortable. So that's how I describe my intuition. I could feel a comfortable path or a comfortable turn, or which way do I turn, right, universe, today, or do I turn left in this moment? And I go by my sense of feeling, and you can always feel the difference between a universal guidance, a universal direction, a universal suggestion, and the other. And the other for me is always just overthinking it. Yes, should I do all this or not? What are the ramifications if I make this decision? Then what's going to happen after that? Well, if you're thinking too much, if you're analyzing too much, if you're in my opinion, if you're overly doing it, then it's it could be, it just could be the voice of the ego. You know, I say that there's two voices. We have two voices inside. We have the voice, that universal voice, and we have that voice of the ego or man-made voice. And you can tell the difference. The difference is that the man-made voice or the ego is always, for me, is always throwing at me what I haven't been doing, what I need to do, what I, quote, should be doing. In other words, there's always some kind of criticism of me. There's always some kind of criticism of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, how fast I'm doing it. And then the universal voice is a totally different vibe, because in that voice, when I'm listening, it's, Rebecca, we're so proud of you. You are perfection. Whatever has happened was supposed to happen. Whatever is going to be happening is another divine plan. And we're just so proud of you and what you're doing in every moment. So those are the differences, and you can feel the differences, and you can sense the differences in the voices. And when I say voices, I mean the ego versus the universal voice. So let's back up a little bit. How do we get to using our intuition, or trusting our intuition, or relying on our intuition? If the intuition is your divine GPS, is your personal guidance, if your intuition is a means that is going to give you or supply you with all of the answers that you might have questions to, you have all of that inside of you. There is never a need to ask somebody else for guidance. There is never any need to question your own personal GPS. The only thing that questions your own personal GPS is your ego. And there is a fine line, and when you start relying on your spiritual and your universal GPS, when you start really relying on it and trusting it and allowing it to direct you in everything. There are days when I'm just not inspired to write, or I'm just not inspired to speak, or I'm not inspired to give instruction, or I'm not inspired to share, or I'm not inspired to call my mother, quite frankly. It's following that inspiration in every single moment, trusting and following it. You have it. We all have it. And it's there for our use. With that said, I wanted to share a really important a story, hold on just a second, audience. Again, if you want to call in and speak with me, I have people in the queue, but I know some people just like to listen to the show without speaking live on air. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1. Hi, area code 619. Hi, area code 323. Hi, area code 818. Hi, all you listeners. So if you've listened to the show, you know that I teach classes on the importance of happiness. And there is a woman in my class. I'm not going to say if she's past or future, but it was a recent class. And she finally shared, this was probably toward the end of one of the sessions, and she finally shared with me, which is really interesting how people choose to share and when they choose to share it. After maybe 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, when we were on the topic of intuition, she finally shared that she has a very powerful, not only intuition, but psychic abilities. And I said, please explain. And she went on to tell stories about having dreams about other people and things happening to other people and her dreams coming true. Well, this might be a difficult story to listen to, but here we go. This woman shared with me that there was a time she had two twin boys. And of course, all of her children were very aware that she has these dreams and she talks about premonitions, things coming true because she dreamed it, and she talks about being psychic. You know, when you think about somebody and something happens and you've already had that thought in your head, you've already experienced it in your mind, you've already thought it, and it came and it manifested. And there was a time when, years ago, when one of her twin boys was going to come to her house and visit. And they were on the phone talking, and she says, no, don't visit now. Don't come now. The traffic's really bad. I don't know if she said it was raining or not. She said, the traffic's really bad. Don't come. Come another day, which he did. Which he decided, he says, okay, I'll come another day. Another day passed, and something again was troubling her spirit, and he was on his way to visit again, and she says, no, don't travel on this day. This isn't a good day. Something about the traffic, something about the weather. And he decided to come and visit anyway. Well, as she tells the story, her son, one of her twins, was in a car accident and died. Now, as she's telling me the story in class, she's, starting to cry. And before she even told the story, she says, I have a story about my intuition and my premonition and my psychic ability, but it's a sad story. And in the beginning, I was a little reluctant to hear it, but my intuition just said, flow, go with it and flow with it. So as she's telling the story about one of her twin boys that actually died in a car accident, I'm looking at her and I'm feeling her and I'm getting that sense of being in her space, and how can I can't even imagine how that feels to have a child that dies. I have an only child, and I can't even imagine. And so I was feeling all that, and then I was feeling her son's spirit, and then I started crying also, because I could feel her. I was connecting with her, let me say that. And so I got up, I told her to stand up, and we hugged. And as soon as I hugged her, I stopped crying for whatever, the universe is in charge, okay? And I stopped crying, and I got a different sense. I got a feeling of lightness, and just I started smiling inside, and I said to her, was your boy, was he a jokester? Was he light? Was he a prankster? Was he a jokester? Did he make people laugh? And she says, yes, he did all the time. And I could feel his presence. I could feel her son's presence because I started feeling lighter. I snapped out of this crying and feeling her energy and started feeling lighter. And I looked at her and I said, how long has it been? When did your son die? And she said it was 2003. Now, it was in 2015 or 2016. I'll give you that. It's was in the very recent that I'm hearing the story. And I said 2003. And I said, do you always tell this story? Do you always tell this story in the same way? In other words, are you always feeling this sad every time you tell the story? Because it's over 10 years now. It's 13 years, 14 years that this has since it's happened. So I'm asking her that question, and she looks at me with, hell yes, this is the only way to tell a story that a child has died. This is, in other words, this is the only way. Of course, this is the way I tell the story. Of course, I cry every time I tell the story that my son died. And I took a few deep breaths, and then I asked her, was he a jokester and was he light? And she said, I told you that she said, yes, he was. He was the life of the party. He was always making everyone laugh around him. He was so fun and so funny, and that was his spirit. And with that said, when she said that, I looked at her and I said, listen, and sometimes being a happiness specialist is you have to wait for the bow and arrows to fly by my head. And I said to her, is there another way that you can tell that story? Is there another way to tell that story without the tears and without the sadness? Yeah. And she looked at me and said, no, there's not. And then I asked again. I said, well, your son, I could feel his energy. I said, and he was light. And how would he tell the story? Or would he tell the story that? And then now I'm really kind of treading very gently, very lightly. And she said, he would probably be light about it. But I can't tell the story a different way. And I said, well, all I'm saying is, now you are aware you have choices. You can choose any way you'd like to tell your story. You can tell the story about your son's accident by crying, and you can also tell the same story with your son's spirit, and you can tell it in a different way, with different energy in a different sense. And I just said, listen, it's up to you. You can tell it the same way and cry, or you can have a different choice. And so that's what I'm saying when I say focus, choosing, ego. Because if the ego's job is to make me feel bad for as long as possible, for as many times and for as long as possible, if that's the real job of the ego, it's the negative, the self-talk, it's the shadow, or whatever you want to call it, that's really the job, then the ego is winning with that, telling the story the same way, getting sad, staying sad. Not to say there's anything wrong with it or right about it, but that's the ego. It's an ego-driven story after 13 years of. And so my point is this. Just be aware. Just have self-awareness to know what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're feeling in every moment. Not that there's anything wrong with any way of your expressing yourself. However, just know that you have a choice. Your expression, how you're feeling, is a choice. Oof. Let's see, what else did I want to say? Let's see. Oh, okay, so that was that story. And let me share with you a final story. In the office, I don't know if you've listened to the show, but in the office, I've transferred to a new section. And with that transfer, there are a lot of people that I'm getting to know, a lot of new faces, a lot of new energy. And I have to say that there is one particular person that our energies, that in the beginning our energies have not been compatible. I mean, it is a constant. It's a person that is talking and then laughing and talking and laughing and always talking, constantly talking, and to the point of not a listener but a talker. Yes, I know I'm a talker, but it's the radio, so I have to talk. But in my real life, I'm a listener. So there are some people that are very uncomfortable with silence and with being quiet. But this one is particularly yakety-yak, talker. And my audience, I'm telling you right now, I was, oh, God, she's so annoying. These are the thoughts in my head. She's so annoying, and that fake laugh and that constant talking. Well, the problem with that, those kind of thoughts, and the problem with that, it kept me in a place of, listen, I wasn't happy, not flowing with her and finding fault and focusing on things that I found wrong with her. And I knew without a doubt that the universe had a different plan. See, the universe wants you peaceful. The universe wants me peaceful. But the peace comes from acknowledging, confronting, staring whatever that is not bringing peace in the face and figuring it out and working it out and practicing it out. So there was going to come a time where I knew that I was going to have to start liking her and finding things that I liked about her as opposed to focusing on what I couldn't stand about her. Did I say that out loud? And it just happened a few days ago. Finally, it happened. Went in her office, got off the topic of work. I asked her a few questions, opened up. She expressed herself in a way that I hadn't heard. I hadn't seen a different side of her, a real side, if you will. And so now I'm able to accept her. This is the thing. When I find fault, or when you find fault with anyone, if you look at them and I don't like them because of you fill in the blank, A, B, or C, as long as that thought, as long as that mindset, as long as you keep that train of thought of not liking them and not looking for what's good or not looking what focusing on what you like about them, you will keep yourself stuck in this loop of unhappiness, this loop of unrest, this loop of being imbalanced. Because peace is our natural state, not imbalance. Peace is our natural state. And with that said, that's the show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I don't know if I said that already, but I'd said it again if I did. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is on Amazon. It's a limited edition. My second book will be out soon. It's going to be called, I don't know, but it's going to be Program for Unhappiness. I want to share with you that this life, this journey is about being aware, being conscious, growing, evolving, changing, being something different, doing different, being different than you were last week, than you were 6 months ago, than you were 5 years ago. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. Be kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This is about the journey. Until next week, we'll connect again. Have a great week, Reality Spirituality audience. Love you all.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.